had a nice presentation at the Ganesha Temple in Penang, Shakti Vinayagar Temple, and some 600 people or so were there, a very big turnout. Each of them came up for Vibhuti afterwards, which Paramahansa Goswami said it was 10 an hour, and therefore, I mean 10 a minute, and took an hour, therefore there were 600. It seemed about right. Anyway, it was a talk, prepared talk, which was translated ahead of time. My friend Lord Ganesha, of course, you've heard the talk. And the challenge was for Ahila, you all know Ahila, was the translator. So she had to sit there and read the translation, which was a first for her. She did very, very well. And fortunately, she didn't try and translate a few of my spontaneous remarks, which would be more challenging. I was hoping to get a few examples in the talk and real-life examples. One came in late, came in during the trip, so I thought I'd read it anyway this morning. It's such a nice story. It's from Kamala Valen. We all know Kamala. This was a number of years ago when she was going to university. So she says, "While I was going to university, it was a general practice of mine to vow to Lord Ganesha to complete a certain religious task for a specific duration of time and ask for blessings and help with exams and schoolwork. For example, I would often vow to attend puja at the temple every day for a week straight and pray for the deva's help to do well on my exams. During the last year of my degree, I was facing a very important interview for entrance into an internship program. Without acceptance into an internship program, I could not receive the professional designation of registered dietitian and would not have achieved the goal of 4 years of university studying. The process was highly competitive, and as it turned out, only 1 in 8 students in my class were admitted into the internship program. As the interview drew near, I went to the temple and sat and prayed to Lord Ganesha. I told him that I would make coming to see him daily a priority in my life for a minimum 2 weeks and as long as I could after that, and prayed for him to remove any obstacles blocking my path from having a successful interview and being accepted into the internship program. The next day the routine began. I woke up early in the morning and went to the temple for the early morning puja. Only after my attendance at the puja would the rest of my day begin. This routine continued and the day of the interview drew near. On the day of the interview, I was getting ready and reviewing some possible interview questions my family and I had prepared. I remember that I was brushing my teeth when 3 different interview questions just entered my mind. It wasn't like the questions had popped up into my mind or that they came up suddenly like a bolt of lightning. It was more like they were there, just like I knew what my name was. The interview questions were somewhat unusual and a little complicated to answer, so I mentally prepared answers to them as I drove to the interview. As it turned out, I was asked all 3 questions during the interview. They were asked in exactly the same way they came to me. Thanks to the devas, I had already prepared my answers and was easily able to handle 3 tough interview questions and finish the interview successfully. That night, I went to the temple and thanked Lord Ganesha and the devas for helping me. A few months later, I was accepted into the internship program." Isn't that a great story? I mean, it's just so real. I remember she made reference to it many years ago and never told the whole story. And so I asked her for it. And she sent it and said, "You can use my name." She wasn't shy about it. But it's a wonderful story in that it shows how practical our religion can be and that it should be practical. The worship of Lord Ganesha should help us do better on a test. It should be that practical to us. It should help us get a better job. It shouldn't be something etheric, untangible, intangible. It should be pragmatic, something we can see in our life in a very definite way, how the worship of Lord Ganesha helps us. So that was the general theme, without this example, but the general theme of the talk at the Ganesha Temple there. And my friend Lord Ganesha, as you know, is designed as a theme for children's class, a catchy title, for one of the topics in a series of classes for children. So we're hoping that the teachers there, which are the Donabalan family, and also in Singapore and Klang, will use this topic as one of their themes for teaching children.